Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. If you had to choose a summer job, what would it be? What about fighting fires? Did you ever think about that? Well, yesterday we started a lesson called Forest Fire Fighting. Pauline, the author of the article, shares her own personal story as a forest fire fighter. So as we go through today's lesson, here are some questions I would like you to think about. First question, what did Pauline's training consist of? And what is the goal of forest fire fighting? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin talking about forest fire fighting. Come.
Forest fire fighting. Our training consisted of an intensive two-day course on the basics of wildfire management. We learned what causes wildfires, the tools and techniques for fighting them, and safety guidelines. The arduous pack test requires a person to walk 3 miles in under 45 minutes while carrying a 45-pound pack. Since most beginners work online, engine or hotshot crews, all extremely physical, everyone needs to pass this test. And we did. We learned that fighting forest fires involves more than simply spraying water on flames. The goal is to contain the fire, not put it out entirely.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 guideline 这个名词。Guide 是指引导或指导。所以 guideline 是指指导方针或原则。例如 ,if you want to play the game with us, you have to follow the general guidelines. 如果你要跟我们一起玩这个游戏就必须遵守一般的通则。或者是 ,what are the guidelines for job performance evaluation in this company?这家公司评断员工工作表现的标准是哪些呢？继续我们看 arduous 这个形容词 ,arduous 是指艰难的或费力的。所以 DU 在这里发 J 的音念成 arduous。例如 ,writing a novel is a long and arduous process. 写本小说是一个既漫长又艰辛的过程。或者是 ,the refugees made an arduous journey and finally crossed the border.这些难民经历艰辛的路程终于越过了边界。或者是 educational reform is an arduous task, but it still has to be accomplished. 教育改革是个艰辛的任务，但是我们还是要完成它。
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you so much, Pauline, for joining us again.
Thanks for having me back. I really had a lot of fun yesterday.
Yes, well, we're so excited to have you for our second day.
And I see you're all dressed and ready to do some firefighting.
I don't think so.
Or at least teaching about firefighting here today. So at the very beginning of this section here, Pauline says, our training consisted of an intensive two-day course on the basics of wildfire management. If something is intensive, what does that mean?
It means you're packing a lot into a small amount of time, usually, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of work, or there's a lot to it. It's not easy stuff.
Okay. So maybe you've taken an intensive course, friends. Maybe normally it would take 2 or 3 years, but you're doing it in a summer of 3 months. That is an intensive course. But Rebecca, what about this phrase, mm-hmm. the basics of something?
The basics of something. This is a great phrase for you all to know, and this just refers to the very simplest and most important facts or ideas of something. So, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about the basics of fire management, right? But, of course, you can talk or you can use these words in many different ways. For example, I remember a couple years ago,
I took a scuba diving course. Yes. So I had to learn the basics of scuba diving before I could actually go scuba diving.
Rebecca, you know, I wrote that down as well.
Are you kidding?
We both love scuba diving. You
really
love scuba
do.
Diving too?
I actually just took that same course just a month ago.
So you just learned the basics of scuba diving.
Exactly.
All right, we've got our open water certificate, and so we know the basics. We're not advanced or professional yet, but we know the basics. I know the basics of a lot of different things, I suppose, the basics of music theory, the basics of math, but I would not say I'm good at math at all.
Oh, I'm not good at math either. But speaking of instruments, you really do need to learn the basics of an instrument before you can play music. It's very important. But back to wildfire fighting and the basics of wildfire management, was there anything that was kind of difficult or challenging for you?
Oh, that's a great question. That class itself, we took some classes on weather and clouds and how to understand weather patterns, how it's going to affect fire. And that was a little difficult for me to understand and think about how to apply it in real life.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though. So, yeah, so you're kind of learning how to be a weather person almost.
Yeah,
like understanding the clouds and the patterns in the sky. Wow. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool. But you also said that you learned what causes wildfires, the tools and techniques for fighting them, and safety guidelines. Sounds like very practical information.
Now, I'm just curious about all of this. I mean, are you guys in the city learning all of this, or are you out in the forest mountainside somewhere, or living in a hotel, or what's going on?
Well, when I took the course, I took it at a fire department in town. Uh-huh. The professional firefighters who do it year-round, who do structure fires, that means fires in buildings, they gave us the course.
Okay.
However, when I actually went out and did firefighting, you're not in the city and you're not in a hotel. You have to be willing to camp out. I brought my own tent and we set up tents and that's where we lived while we were fighting fires.
Aren't you a little scared of the fires affecting the tents at all?
Well, I trusted that the head bosses in charge knew the right place to set up camp so we wouldn't be in danger.
Do you consider yourself a camper? Do you enjoy camping?
You know, I was really grateful that my parents growing up had always taken us out camping as a girl growing up. So it was fun, and it was something I was comfortable with. I haven't done it in a while since, so I don't know if I can say I'm a camper, but when the opportunity comes up, I really enjoy doing it.
And when there's a fire, I enjoy camping in a tent, according to Pauline. Well, this looks great. This looks kind of fun, actually, camping out next to a potential fire.
Not too close.
Not too close.
That's a good thing. Now, about this pack test, the lesson also says that you had to walk 3 miles in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that was the difficult part. We weren't sure if we could do it, but we figured we would try. Mm-hmm. And actually,
we were carrying 45.
You're right. We knew that we were going to have to carry a backpack with 45 pounds inside and walk 3 miles. But we didn't know until we arrived that there was this 45-minute time limit.
Oh, man.
So we were scared, and we were the only girls taking the test. It was a bunch of other college-age boys who were very athletic, and we didn't know if we could do it. But
you did it.
We did it.
And it says here, since most beginners work on line engine or hotshot crews, what is the difference there? What's line crew?
So a line crew doesn't get to go with a specific engine. Uh-huh. There's more of them as opposed to with my sister. There was just two of us with one engine and the engine boss who ran it. Mm-hmm. So it gets pretty technical when you start talking about the different crews, but just know there's a few different kinds.
There's a few different kinds. Well, we do have more to learn about Pauline's story right after this, but are you ready, Pauline? Here we go. Let's go to
the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. Do you ever wish you could be a kid again or find yourself thinking that being an adult is a lot of work?
I do. Okay, there are a lot of things about being an adult that's hard, whether it's big things like needing to take care of your parents as they get older or just having to be responsible for your own rent, housework, and budgeting.
Not to mention, if you're a parent, how overwhelming that can be.
Tell me about it. This is such a common sentiment that in English, there's a new word that has evolved to describe it. Adulting.
Yes. It has become increasingly common in casual English communication to hear the word adult used as a verb, or in the case of adulting, as a gerund. To adult means to do the things related to being an adult. Going to work every day, paying your bills, disciplining your kids are all examples of adulting.
On Facebook, it's common to see posts that say things like, adulting is hard, or I'm struggling to adult today, or I'm taking a break from adulting this morning.
Keep in mind, adulting is not a formal or fully cemented English word, but it is increasingly showing up in publications, advertisements, and in everyday native English communication.
Adult, 我们知道是指成年人，这是一个名词，但最近几年美国出现了一个新的字 ,adulting, 也就是将 adult 当动词用 ,adulting 成为一个动名词。这个字是表示走向成熟的路程，学习如何做个成年人。而这个字一般呢是用来形容刚踏入社会二十出头的年轻人，原本是住在家里被父母照顾的孩子，突然间变成了大人，有了忙碌的工作，繁重的家务，每个月要付房租，每一年要报税，这些都是 adulting 的一部分。怪不得很多的社会新鲜人会抱怨 adulting is really hard, 做大人还真难呢。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Hey, friends! Welcome back to Studio Classroom! Well, this has been an exciting lesson, learning all about forest fire fighting. And it's been great having Pauline here with us. We have learned so much from her. Now, remember, one thing in particular that we learned from the lesson is the purpose of forest firefighting is not to put out the fire, but rather to contain it. Well, friends, we have more to learn, so let's continue with our next reading.
Forest fire fighting. This is done mainly with shovels and tools used to remove plants and roots from the ground, creating a line of dirt around the fire. After this, crews watch the line to ensure the fire doesn't flare up. We also did mop-up tasks, going into the burned areas and dousing or burying hot spots, such as burning tree trunks. Firefighting is difficult and hazardous, but it's also rewarding and definitely one of the best summer jobs my sister and I ever had.
Okay, 接下来我们看 flare 这个动词。Flare 是指燃烧或闪耀。例如 you can see the torches flaring in the dark sky. 你可以看见火炬在夜空中燃烧。课文中的 flare up 是指突然烧起来。例如 suddenly the truck flared up and exploded. 突然之间这台卡车烧了起来，接着就爆炸了。Flare up 也可以指一种愤怒或者是暴力的爆发。例如 severe conflicts flared up again between the couple. 这对夫妻突然之间又爆发了严重的冲突。所以我们看的是 douse 这个动词。Douse 在这里是指用水浇熄或灭火。注意 OU 的发音是念 OU 的音念成 douse。例如 the firefighters doused the flame with water in just seconds. 这些消防队员几秒钟内就用水把火浇熄了。或者是 luckily one student grabbed a thick blanket and doused the fire in the lab. 很幸运的一个学生抓了条后毯子把实验室的火给扑灭了。Douse 也指淋浇或者是浸泡一体。例如 The boy doused his bowl of cereal with chocolate milk. 这个男孩把他那一碗早餐麦片里面泡满了巧克力牛奶。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. So earlier, Pauline was saying we learned that fighting forest fires involves more than simply spraying water on flames. So more than simply, this phrase, maybe sometimes we think that fighting a fire is just spraying water on flames. So when she uses this phrase more than simply, it's more than just that.
That's right. And so baking involves more than just putting a bunch of ingredients in a bowl.Okay, well, let's continue on with our lesson. This is done mainly with shovels and tools used to remove plants and roots from the ground, creating a line of dirt around the fire.
So that's all to contain the fire, right?
Exactly. Another term for that line is a containment line. Mm-hmm. And if there's no plants or fuel for the fire to continue burning, then it'll stop the fire from...continuing on.
Oh, good. Okay. And then later after, hopefully it doesn't flare up, then there are the mop-up tasks. So what is that about?
Exactly. This is actually a picture of us doing a mop-up task. We are going into the blackened area, the area that had a fire, and now putting out what are called the hot spots, the areas that are still hot and smoldering, maybe have some flame, getting those put out.
Well, it definitely sounds like it could be quite a challenge.Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to go to the SC Challenge.
Yes.
It's SC Challenge time.
Woo.
And yes, Campbell's very excited. Do you recognize this guy?
Of course you do.
Of course. You saw him earlier this month. They recognize you, Campbell.
Yes. Hey, look, we have matching outfits.
Yeah, do you know why we're wearing green?
Because of St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. This month is St. Patrick's Day.That was March 17th.
Yep.
Okay, well, today's SE Challenge is a very exciting one.
Ooh,
and, of course, today's lesson is about firefighting.
Ooh.
Have you ever wanted to be a firefighter, Campbell?
Actually, I have.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And why did you not pursue that dream job?
Well, because it's kind of dangerous, you know? And, I mean, it'd be fun and be interesting and exciting, but I don't think I'm that kind of a adventurous kind of person.
I see. Okay, well, let's say that you had an opportunity to spend the summer fighting fires.
Yeah.
Would you do it? Why or why not?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. I would think it would be an interesting experience to fight fires. I don't know how many fires actually happen here where we live.
You're right.
But maybe we're in California, right, with the forest fires?
In California, they actually have...forest fires probably every summer, I would say.
Yeah.
Big fires.
Because it gets really dry,
you
know, and then just someone or something creates a spark and then it sets the forest on fire.
Right. Okay, so you would be interested in fighting fires. Now, what kind of job, other kind of job, would you enjoy doing over the summer? Let's go back to when you were in college,
right,
and you had to find a summer job. What kind of summer job do you feel like would be a really good job?
Well, for me, you know, I'm an actor and I love to perform. And so I think one of my favorite summer jobs was to do theater, you know, and to get hired to do a show for the summer. You know, you go at the beginning of the summer and you'd practice and then you'd put on a show at the end of the summer. And then during that process, you would get paid to sing and dance and act.
And so I assume since you're an actor, you've done quite a bit of acting.
I have.
And you've been in some really cool productions.
I have.
What was your favorite production that you were in?
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Yes, I played Linus with the blanket.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that character. Okay, well, last question I have for you, and this is just to kind of encourage our audience.
Yes.
What do you think would be a good first job? So we're speaking to people who, you know, maybe they're looking for a first job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be a good first job for
What would be a
people?
Good first job? Well, I think any job where you can earn some money and gain some experience would be great. It doesn't have to be anything super, super exciting. You know, I think even babysitting would be a really great first job. That was my first job, to babysit. I mean, it's not necessarily an easy job because, you know, babies cry, but it's fun, you know. And or working at a fast food restaurant. I think something simple to kind of get your feet wet and get yourself in there. And yeah.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the SC Challenge.
Jane, may I speak to you?
Sure. Teacher, is there a problem?
Well, I was reading your homework paper, the assignment, How You Spent Your Summer Vacation.
Yes.
And you said you had a job fighting wildfires.
I did. My sister and I, we did it together.
Well, that sounds bizarre.
It's not so uncommon in the western states. You know, there are 50,000 wildfires annually in the United States, at least.
Is that so?
Yes. Most of them occur between May and September. Hence the need for people like us to work summers fighting fires.
And the federal agencies hire you and your sister?
Well, actually, a friend introduced us to a private contractor.
And he agreed to hire you for his crew?
Yes, so long as we took the training and passed the PAC test.
What training did you get? What did it consist of?
Well, it was a 2-day intensive training. It taught about wildfire management, what causes fires, tools and techniques for fighting them, and safety guidelines.
And what about the PAC test?
Oh, that was arduous. I had to walk 3 miles in under 45 minutes carrying a 45-pound pack on my back.
Whoa! And you passed?
Yes, both my sister and I did.
So fighting forest fires involves more than spraying water on flames?
Yes, exactly. One of the things you do is use shovels and tools to create a line of dirt around the fire.
And that contains it?
Usually. And then once it's contained, we also did mop-up tasks, dousing and burying hot spots.
Firefighting is difficult and hazardous.
But rewarding. It's one of the best summer jobs ever.
Oh, so you were a firefighter.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that.
Really? You should.
I will.
Well, it sounds like it was a very rewarding experience. Something that was very satisfying.
It really was.
And it's been rewarding having you on the show today again, Pauline. Friends, thank you so much for joining us. We will see you all next time right here at Studio Classroom.